IU Credit Union is taking a Bloomington landlord to court because he's more than $300,000 behind on loan and property tax payments for several of his rental properties. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, the foreclosure cases have people living in those apartments and homes worried about their futures.
Residents living at Shamrock Point Apartments in Bloomington got an unusual knock on their doors earlier this year.
It was the sheriff, which is never a good news generally. So he had a large packet of paper and just said roughly that our landlord was in court for something to do with something and that they could be seizing his property because of it.
That's Chris McMillan, who lives at Shamrock Point. It's one of nine rental properties run by Pendragon Properties owner Jeffrey Jones that's facing foreclosure. IU Credit Union filed the cases earlier this year, but wouldn't comment on the litigation. McMillan says he hasn't heard anything from the property managers either.
They haven't said a word, haven't bothered to contact us or, you know, anything.
According to court documents, Jones also defaulted on loans for Shadow Point Apartments, The Crossing at Walnut Springs, Hoosier Flats, Roll Avenue Apartments, and four other rental properties. Because of the default, IU Credit Union is requesting he pay the remainder of his loans in full, as well as any interest and late fees. Court documents say that amounts to more than $5 million. That amount increases every day until the payments are received. Neither Jones nor his lawyer responded to requests for an interview. The tenants and the city of Bloomington are also named in the civil suits because they have an interest in the outcome of the cases. Court documents show Jones owes the city's sewer department hundreds of dollars. They also say Jones owes the Housing and Neighborhood Development Department more than $654,000 in fines. The city's taken him to court for a variety of issues with his rental properties over the past several years. The violations range from not having a valid occupancy permit to having holes in the walls and ceilings of some rental units. Hand director Doris Sims says all rental properties must be registered with the city and are subject to inspections. If a property isn't in compliance and the owner doesn't fix the violations in a timely manner, the city can take legal action.
We look at it on a case-by-case basis, how long the property has been out of compliance. Is the property owner bringing it up to compliance? So we look at a different factors. And then what happens is that then the courts will assess what the fines are. And if the property owner doesn't pay the fines, then they go as a lien against the property.
Sims says the city can't stop a landlord from renting out properties, even if there's a history of repeat violations.
They can rent property as long as they have a valid rental permit.
The big question Pendragon Properties tenants like McMillan have is what all of this means for them.
I was worried we'd lose our lease right away, but I asked the sheriff if that was the case, and he assured me that that wouldn't be the case, that our lease would stand, and that the worst case scenario, that hopefully we would just get a new landlord.
If IU Credit Union forecloses on the properties, they'd be put up for auction at sheriff sales, but the tenants' current leases still stand. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.